Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, good day, wherever you may be. Guten Tag to our listeners in Germany and a whole lot of those in Spain. This is show number 9 for us for the week of November 29th, 2012. I'm Tim Peter, and you are listening to Thinks Out Loud. We've got a great show today. Lots to cover, lots of things to talk about. There's tons going on in the world of online marketing, social marketing, content marketing, etc., and the way that all comes together. So let's go ahead and dive right in. There's a great op-ed. I shouldn't say there's a great op-ed. There's an op-ed over at Mashable. I'll leave it to you to determine whether or not you think it's great. But Todd Wasserman at Mashable wrote an op-ed that suggests most social media marketing is a waste of time. And it's a really interesting point of view that Todd has, because he really suggests that people who are spending their time doing social media marketing are just not getting the value out of it. And I think it's an interesting question, because I think we should ask the question of, is he right? I would suggest he's only right if you put the emphasis on most. You could say very similar things about many, many, many types of marketing. For instance, there's a Media Post article that says almost exactly the same thing, where they say that display advertising is broken, and they talk about how people aren't getting the return out of it, and how marketers and advertisers haven't demanded enough of the channel, and they're not getting the return out of it that they ought to. Which sounds an awful lot like what Todd is saying about social media marketing. Here's the thing that I find interesting, though. If you look at another Mashable article that I will link to in the show notes, you'll see how much time people are spending on social media. And I had a very lengthy post earlier this week on the blog that looked at how much time people spend on their mobile phones consuming all the many types of media that are out there. And clearly, there are a lot. So how is it that we're wasting all this time when we're talking to customers where they're spending their time? Something about that doesn't jibe to me. But you should read those posts. You should read those articles. Check them out and see what you think. I have some thoughts about this, and I'm going to come to them in a minute. But I think it's worthwhile for you to read the various points of view and see what you think, too. And in fact, I'd love it if you'd share it with us, either from email or in comments on the blog. You can email, obviously, at podcast@timpeter.com. And we'll give more contact information in the show notes and later on. Now, eConsultancy has a post that asks whether social's poor showing is really just an attribution problem. Maybe social media isn't a waste of time, but we can't measure it effectively. And Social Media Examiner has a great piece that looks at how you can measure social media traffic using Google Analytics. So if we have these tools, why is it we're not able to attribute? I think the problem isn't attribution-related, personally. I'm not suggesting there's no attribution issues. There are. They exist. They're real. But I don't think that's the biggest problem. I think the problem is more of, one, social isn't perfect. Customers are still figuring out how they're going to use it, right? Social media has only existed in the form that we know it today for, what, 8 years, 7 years? I mean, if you go back to things like Friendster and people like that, pre-Facebook. So it's still a fairly new medium. Mobile is equally new. People are still figuring out how they're going to use it. And so those of us who are trying to talk to our customers in these ways are still figuring out how to do that effectively, because our customers are still learning how to use these tools to their advantage. And as they figure out how they want to use them, we as marketers, we as business people, will do a better job of figuring out how to address our customers. But pointing to that Mashable article and to the blog post that I have with all the data about how people are using mobile and social and how much time people are spending on social, if our customers are spending that much time with it, it is not a waste of our time to talk to them in those places. We just have to get better at doing it, at executing. And part of the reason I think that we're not so good at executing is that we don't have the right plans. For instance, Business Insider has a piece that suggests that talks about how many small businesses are backing away from Groupon now, particularly as they go into the holidays. Last year, everybody was talking about Groupon. This year, everybody's talking about run away from Groupon. Get as far away from Groupon as you possibly can. I don't think it's because Groupon is bad now. I don't think it's because Groupon was bad then. I'm not saying I love Groupon. I'm saying that Groupon hasn't proved itself to be a great value to too many businesses because not many businesses used Groupon the right way from the outset. I actually had a post over a year ago, and I will link to that in the show notes, that talks about how you can get the most out of things like Groupon and other daily deals sites, but only if you use them as part of a larger plan. So here's the real question. And the question is, what do you expect social to do for you? Why are you using social in the first place? If you go back to our very first episode, which was really about the whys of mobile, why are you doing what you do? And you look at episode 2, where we talked about how social is people. We always have talked about here on Thinks Out Loud, we've talked about why it is you do what you do. I mean, this goes right back to the first episode. If you're new to the podcast and you haven't listened to it before, I strongly recommend you go back and check out at least the first episode, but really listen to them all. No, check out as many as you like. But it gets back to that very basic question of why it is you do what you do. I've had people tell me many, many times that, you know, they're doing social media marketing and they're not seeing the return on investment they wanted. You know, they're getting plenty of likes, they're getting plenty of shares, they're getting plenty of followers and fans and friends, but they're not seeing an ROI. And the question I ask them is, how are you measuring your ROI? What is the dollar value of a like to you? What is the dollar value of a fan to you? What is the dollar value of a follower to you? What is the dollar value of a share to you? I realize that may seem redundant, but you'd be amazed the number of people who come to me and say, well, can you tell me what the dollar value of these are? And my belief is the dollar value is what you make of them. When somebody becomes a fan, what do you actually expect them to do? Do you expect them to tell their friends? In which case, that has a dollar value, right? Because now you've earned media instead of buying media. And so the cost it would have, what it would have cost you to find a new customer and have your brand in front of a new customer has a certain dollar value associated with it. If you want them to buy, that's going to have a very different dollar value if you expect them to buy. But if you look at many of these campaigns that are done in social marketing and social media, people aren't asking people to buy. You're not asking your customers to buy. And that's okay. I'm not saying you have to. I'm simply saying you're asking your customers to do very specific actions like us or share us or tell your friends, but not attributing the value to that that actually brings to your business. So let's do an exercise real quick. Think about how much money you spend on finding new customers. Think about how much money you spend, whether it's in paid search, whether it's in SEO efforts, whether it's in print, if you're still doing print, whether it's in display, if you're doing display, or outdoor, if you're doing outdoor. How many people do you reach when you actually do those activities? How much does it cost you to do those activities? That actually provides a dollar value to you. Now, if you want people on Facebook or in other social channels to like you or share you, let me skip like you, if you want them to share you with other people, how many people are they sharing that to, and what would it have cost you to reach that same number of people through other more traditional media? I'm not saying one's bad, I'm not saying one's good, I'm simply stating the fact that those are two different things that have two different outcomes and have their own dollar value associated with them. So when you look at the ROI of social media, when you look at the ROI of your marketing generally, online, offline, any type of marketing that you do, the ROI has to be built on why it is you did it in the first place. If you did something and didn't know why you did it, if you did something and didn't have a specific objective, then it's very hard to say what that objective, what the value of that objective is to you. There's nothing wrong with going and getting likes on Facebook. There's nothing wrong with going and getting followers on Twitter. Nothing at all. What is a problem for many people, and where I think most time is wasted, going back to Todd Wasserman's op-ed, is in not planning your expectations for it. What are you going to do with those followers? What are you going to do with those likes? And when you can answer that question for yourself, then it becomes much simpler to say, this is something we should be spending our time on. This is something we should be spending our energies on. And maybe it won't turn out to be such a waste of time for you. Okay, looking at the clock on the wall, we are about out of time. So as ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Thinks Out Loud. It's really a pleasure having you listen each week and putting up with some of the interruptions we've had between the hurricane a couple weeks ago and the Thanksgiving holiday here in the United States. But I do appreciate it so much. As ever, I'd love to hear from you. So please go ahead and drop us a line at podcast@timpeter.com. That's podcast@timpeter.com. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, thoughts, etc., I'd love to hear them. You can also check out the blog at timpeter.com/blog. And you can subscribe to the podcast either there or on iTunes. So with that, thanks so much for tuning into Thinks Out Loud. It's been great having you here, and I'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. Have a great week.